Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great day. All of a sudden, that sword of Damocles that was hanging over the head of our glorious republic as we move up toward the 4th of July, the threat of a default, the threat of an economic collapse, the threat of 8 million Americans thrown out of work, all of that has been dissipated, and there's a hero to thank. Yeah, the hero isn't Joe Biden. The hero is named Kevin McCarthy. And I have never been, until very recently, a big fan of Speaker McCarthy. I mean, I thought he seemed to be a capable and competent guy and part of the House leadership, and I had met him in that context before. But for goodness sake, what he has just done for his country is tremendous, and he deserves all the credit in the world. And the one thing that I think should give us some context here is at this moment, the Dow is up 200 points, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 jumped 1% as investors applaud debt ceiling progress. Now, what difference does this make? More than half of Americans have either retirement accounts or current accounts or some kind of share in the stock market. It is a huge deal. The Dow is now up 258 points. Up 259 points. This is an indication that despite all the gloom and doom about the state of America, if we have a few examples of leadership, and we had some terrific examples of leadership, and by the way, credit to the Democrats who weren't afraid of giving Kevin McCarthy a big victory by voting together with their Republican colleagues overwhelmingly to approve the debt ceiling deal. And the approval was not close. It was 300 votes for, 117 votes against. And yes, there were even more Democrats who voted for the bill than there were Republicans, but that was close. 165 Democrats voted for it, 149 Republicans in the Republican caucus. And this is very significant because people are saying, well, the real Republicans who voted for this are traitors. No, they're not. They're not rhinos. Because they voted as a group, 149 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted yes, 71 voted no. Now, the 71 is too many, and some of the 71 are very outspoken. Some of the 71 are running for president. One of them, Tim Scott, he hasn't had a chance to vote no yet, but he is planning to vote no. I hope he reconsiders. I hope that with the debate going on in the Senate and the Senate getting set to run, that he follows the leadership of a leader Mitch McConnell and leader John Thune, the outstanding senator from South Dakota. By the way, one of the most underrated senators in the entire Congress is John Thune. But that's another story. Here is what Kevin McCarthy had to say right after the House in the middle of the night, basically, last night, made their final vote. And as McCarthy pointed out, made history. Here's the Speaker of the House in his moment of triumph.
I've been thinking about this day before my vote for Speaker. Because I knew the debt ceiling was coming. I wanted to make history. I wanted to do something no other Congress has done. That we would literally turn the ship. That for the first time, In quite some time, we'd spend less than we spent the year before. Tonight, we all made history. Because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Okay, $2.1 trillion, that is the saving, that is the reduction in what would have been added to the national debt. Do we still have a problem with spending too much? Going to record levels of overspending in the midst of the pandemic, as we did during the Trump administration? And by the way, I don't hold that against President Trump. There was a national emergency, and thank God we seem to be getting out the other side. What's interesting, though, is that President Trump seems to be unwilling to recognize some of the other people who helped us get out on the other side, including the governor of Florida. The back and forth between the two front runners for the Republican nomination, Donald J. Trump and Ron DeSantis. He gets criticized for everything, really, DeSantis, doesn't he? Today there are a series of articles about how he pronounces his name differently. And apparently when he was younger, he pronounced it DeSantis. And his nickname in high school was D, and because it was DeSantis. But when he went into politics, he made it sound more like, rather than saying DeSantis, DeSantis. And some people are saying, and the governor is even recognized, well, maybe that was because of sensitivity, wanting not to sound foreign, not to sound like an Italian name, which it is. All of Ron DeSantis's great-grandparents are from Italy. And, okay, I don't think that that is actually going to be a big factor. What could be a big factor is the notion that Ron DeSantis, or DeSantis, however you want to style it, that he came out against the debt ceiling deal. And again, this is a great moment for Republicans. This is one of those things where even the people over at NPR and CNN and people at PBS News, people all over the place have recognized that this was a great big Republican victory. And yes, Democrats voted for it overwhelmingly, but what they voted for is what the Republicans had wanted. Remember, what the Democrats had wanted and what Biden had insisted upon was a, quote, clean debt ceiling increase, simply raising the debt ceiling, not doing anything to curb spending. We're going to be talking a little bit about the foreign policy difficulties and some of the challenges that America is facing right now, how important it is that with Finland having come into NATO, how we absolutely need to put pressure on Erdogan, who just won re-election, and Orban, the acting dictator of Hungary. We need to put pressure on them to get Sweden into the NATO alliance. And we will also be talking about the latest and the confrontation. Is it intensifying and brewing with China? We're going to be talking about the so-called smoking gun telephone call that people are talking about regarding President Trump. And then a whole cache of some 10,000 photographs from Hunter Biden's laptop with apparently genitalia, genitalia that are redacted and not included. Apparently, if you're fascinated by Hunter Biden's laptop, you have a chance to look at some of these photos. What will they reveal? What will they mean? Where do we go from here? And why is it that the police agencies are so finding it so difficult to hire people for police jobs? More coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Breaking news, and no pun intended, it's sad news, actually. I mean, do I think it's hilarious, or I know it's sad. The President of the United States, who's 80 years old, fell just now. He was on stage and handing out diplomas at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. The fall came while Biden was handing out diplomas to cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy. This comes weeks after he stumbled walking downstairs at a shrine in Japan. Another headline says President Biden has fallen on stage while handing out diplomas at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Oh, now here's a picture of it. It looks bad. He's being helped up by someone in an Air Force uniform and presumably a Secret Service man. The 80-year-old commander-in-chief stumbled and fell to his knees, and then he got back up during the graduation ceremony in an incident likely to spark more concern about his age as the nation's oldest president seeks a second term. And he walked away without help and appeared to point to a sandbag on the stage that he appeared to trip over. It is just his latest stumble after he fell up the stairs while boarding Air Force One last year and toppled over on his bike near his Delaware beach house. He is not harmed in either incident. Now, this is a bad thing when someone's in a campaign. You may remember that Bob Dole, who was in his 70s, I believe, when he was nominated for president, he was nominated in 1996, running against Bill Clinton. And Bob Dole had the experience, I believe it was in Iowa, I am not sure, but he was at a fair somewhere, and he fell off a stage. Almost anyone who has had a lot of speeches in public, there are embarrassing moments. I had one, which was, Jeremy says, shocking, because, look, my mom, actually, may she rest in peace, used to call me the clumso kid, because I'm kind of clumsy sometimes. And I was giving a speech, and it was a 4th of July speech at a church, and I was speaking about my favorite subject. I mean, one of the things about America's no accident, and you look at the fate and the providence and everything of America, I think it was a good speech. It was very well received. And at the very end of the speech, as the audience was applauding vigorously, I've got to tell you, and I was up there, all of a sudden I heard some explosions. It sounded like gunfire to me, and I ducked. I mean, I really very visibly ducked, and people cracked up. They were just lighting off firecrackers that they had. It was 4th of July. And, yeah, it was embarrassing. because I've seen the tape. I mean, I look like I'm all of us are shocked and trying to hide behind the podium. And everything, no difficulty. Okay, here is the latest. By the way, for people to think that this is just against Biden, do you remember when President Trump, and this is one of those times I defended President Trump, where he gave a speech, and it was also at a military academy. It was at West Point. President Trump was giving a speech at West Point, and he was walking down a ramp, and he's walking very gingerly, very, very carefully. And people said, well, he can't even walk down a ramp right. Well, what he was doing, he explained he had on some new shoes that had very thin soles, and he didn't want to slip because it had been raining early in the morning and you could slip. Okay. A pool reporter traveling with the president in Colorado said Biden was walking back to his seat when he fell. He appeared to have tripped on a sandbag on the stage. When he fell, he pointed to the sandbag, suggesting that's what he tripped on, according to the report. The stumble comes just weeks after Biden stumbled while visiting the Itsukushima Shrine in Hiroshima, Japan. During that event, there was a railing available on some stairs the president had to navigate down. He ignored the railing and fell. It was 3 years ago when then-President Donald Trump appeared to struggle while walking down the ramp when delivering the commencement speech at West Point. Doesn't this seem a little bit ridiculous? The fall comes in a race where, I mean, they mean a political race, not a physical race. I'm not sure that either Joe Biden or President Trump are in shape for a race, even if it's a 50-yard dash. Can you imagine that, if Trump challenged Biden to a 50-yard dash? That would be one of the wide world of sports. The fall comes in a race where Biden's age has already become an issue. Biden would be 82 when he's sworn in if he wins a second term. His chief rival, who would be 78, former President Donald Trump, has repeatedly questioned Biden's mental capacity. The fall comes just hours after Biden scored a legislative achievement with the House voting to pass a deal he negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to avoid a potential default. It also comes at the start of a presidential campaign where the White House is already fielding questions about why Biden has not been on the road more or held any formal campaign rallies. Look, what's going to... can you imagine Saturday Night Live? I don't know if they're coming back and they will focus on this. But the strange thing is that this really is a moment where the American people are finding that the Congress of the United States is proving a point that was made by one of our guests, Richard Haass, who was on the show yesterday, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He said, Congress is not always responsible, but it's generally responsive. And I do think that people overwhelmingly in the country wanted a deal to be done here, did not want to go through a problem of default, did not want to go through a problem of finding your own savings devalued, finding your own job at risk, finding all kinds of difficulties in terms of mortgage interest rates going up and the stock market going down. All of that, the fact that we can go forward is a positive, positive gain. We will be speaking to Ilan Berman, the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council. He is just recently been sanctioned by Russia. Why? How does that feel? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging his colleagues to quickly deal with proposed amendments to the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill approved by the House last night. It passed by a nearly 3-to-1 margin with bipartisan support, like New York Republican Nicole Malliotakis.
This is the first time where we're seeing actual deficit reduction. We're seeing a actual spending cut. We're going to spend less money next year than we did last year.
The Senate could pass the bill as soon as today. There is, reported by several news outlets, a tape of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he says he took with him when he left the White House. That recording could seriously undercut Trump's claim that he could keep some records and automatically declassify them. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, great pleasure to welcome back to the show Ilan Berman, who's been a frequent guest. He is the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C., an expert on regional security in the Middle East and Central Asia and the Russian Federation. He's consulted for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense, and has also provided assistance on foreign policy and national security issues for a range of governmental agencies and congressional offices. His most recent column, one of them, Russia's military is less than meets the eye. And meanwhile, with that perception going around the world, what is the story about what we should expect about this long-awaited, much-discussed Ukrainian offensive that is due to begin almost any moment, isn't it?
No, that's right. Hi, Michael. So there's two things that I think are happening simultaneously. The column that you referenced, I think what I was trying to get across there was the fact that for a good two decades or so, maybe a quarter century, we've shaped our defense policy in consideration of Russia, under the assumption that the Russian military is a formidable force, that Russia has what it calls these wonder weapons that it's developing, hypersonic missiles, robotic tanks, sort of all these different things, right? These next generation warfare platforms that we really don't want to tangle with. And so we have, and our European allies have, we've really sort of censored ourselves in terms of how we think about warfare in Europe, just to mollify the Russians, right? A great example is in 1997, NATO took the unprecedented step of creating something called the NATO-Russia Council, which effectively put the Russians on a par with all of the NATO states combined in terms of defense planning, so that whatever the alliance did was not seen as provocative in Moscow, right? And then you cycle forward to the Ukraine war, and we're a year and a half in almost, And these wonder weapons, they haven't materialized. The Russian military is sort of leeching manpower, personnel. They're increasingly relying on Soviet-era weaponry. They're increasingly relying on things like drones from Iran. And so, you know, really, this is, you know, the Russian military started the conflict as, you know, broadly seen as the second strongest military in Europe. And now, you know, it's not even the second strongest, not even the strongest military in Ukraine. It's the second strongest military in Ukraine. And that perception, right, that shift in perceptions, opens up sort of a completely different way of talking and thinking about Russia in terms of, what we plan to do moving forward, right? The Russian military, the reputation has taken a massive, massive hit.
Well, speaking of a massive hit, apparently last night, there were 10 Russian missiles that were fired at Kyiv, and at least 3 people were killed by falling debris. Ukraine's military said it shot down all 10 Russian missiles, but there was debris, including falling debris that hit a 9-year-old girl and her mother as they tried to enter a bomb shelter that was closed. 2 Russian missiles struck a plant in an industrial area close to Kharkiv. Ukrainian officials said, the mayor said the factory was a civilian enterprise with no connection to the military. NATO's chief just said that all members agree that Ukraine will become a member as the Defense Alliance's foreign ministers are meeting in Oslo. Do you think that is a positive step, and is that in fact a given that Ukraine will be admitted to membership?
I think it's certainly not a given, but it is a positive step that the conversation is moving in that direction. I say this for a couple of reasons, because first of all, what we've seen tried and true is this idea that collective deterrence really works, right? The NATO alliance, say what you will about it, has been remarkably successful in preserving peace on the continent for its member states up until now. And so a Ukraine that has a proven track record of being victimized by Russia, a Ukraine that can swim with larger fish and be protected, will serve as a deterrent for Russia. In fact, if Ukraine had been a member of NATO already, right, the argument goes the Russians would not have tried sort of the current war of aggression. So I think there's lots of logic that suggests that, you know, the logical step here is for Ukraine to become a member. There's also a capabilities question. A year ago, 2 years ago, Ukraine didn't have nearly the military potential that it has now. Half a decade ago, Ukrainian officials would come to Washington. They'd be asking for military resources that they've now received, right? Back then, they could only dream about them. But right now, we've really leveled up the Ukrainian military in a pretty substantial way. And so Ukraine is less and less of a liability to the NATO alliance. It's more and more of an asset because it has the ability to act as a first world military more and more.
There have been worries very vocally expressed by Senator Lindsey Graham, who was opposed to the debt ceiling deal that was reached and voted in the House of Representatives. It's now making its way through the Senate. Senator Graham is upset because he doesn't believe that we are allotting enough money to America's security, to our national defense, and toward building up our military, particularly to counter some of the naval building and missile building that China is doing. Your response?
Well, so listen, I think there is a lot of merit to that argument, and it really, I think, demonstrates the conundrum that we find ourselves in. We, the U.S. military, because we're so involved overseas, because we're sort of stretched so thin, we really haven't focused on the necessary building of capabilities that we need in order to be able to simultaneously fight on more than one front. And so there is an argument that says that we are less well-resourced for the China fight, if there is a China fight, because of what we're doing to assist Ukraine vis-a-vis Russia. But the problem is that, you know, none of this is happening in isolation. This is not sort of one is not completely sealed off from the other. And if we don't do enough to support Ukraine, it makes a Chinese aggression against, for example, Taiwan much more likely. And so we have to calibrate this very carefully. But the senator is absolutely right. We need to reinvest and we need to recapitalize our military capabilities across the board. I don't think it's smart to husband resources and keep them out of the Ukraine fight because we're anticipating problems with China. I think what we need to do is we need to devote ourselves seriously to recapitalizing the military so that we can fight on both fronts.
And by the way, with Erdogan winning re-election in Turkey, will he be pressed successfully to allow Sweden to join NATO, which is important?
Oh, I think 100%. If I was a betting man, I would say that Sweden is welcomed into NATO by the middle of the fall at the latest, because the stumbling block for the Turks is twofold. One is that the Turks are worried about the Swedes being a safe haven for Kurdish terrorists, as they define them. And the Swedes have just passed a new counterterrorism law, which is a response to the Turkish concerns. The second is that the Turks want American fighter jets. It's something that Congress opposes, but increasingly it's something that the Biden administration is willing to play ball with.
Ilan Berman, thank you for the update. Thank you for the perspective, as always. His most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, a new literary project from one of President Trump's accusers. Which one? We'll get to it coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a member of the Trump family, and it's a close family. It's not a distant cousin or anything like that. Mary Trump is the daughter of President Donald Trump's older brother. And she wrote a very critical book. She has not gotten along well with Uncle Don. And she wrote a book that was a very big bestseller and that got Mary Trump a great deal of publicity about her troubled relationship with her celebrity uncle. And somebody else who knows Trump very well, or at least she says she does, is E. Jean Carroll. They got acquainted, according to E. Jean Carroll's testimony, in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in New York, where she alleges that she was raped by President Trump. They are collaborating on a novel. Now, this is strange. I mean, really, who knew that Mary Trump knew E. Jean Carroll? Or, I don't know, maybe Mary Trump was thinking of providing testimony to help E. Jean Carroll. She didn't need it. She was awarded $5 million in her lawsuit for defamation against President Trump. That is being appealed, of course, and now there's a new charge that's demanding even more money from him, from his alleged defamation of E. Jean Carroll after the that trial in New York was finished. In any event, the name of the romance novel is No Politics Allowed. And if you think about the two of them, I guess you could say that they've both been successful writers. E. Jean Carroll for years has been writing for magazines, and Mary Trump had that best-selling book. That would be something. There is also a report on AP that a man who worked very briefly as an aide to George Santos, he's doing great, says that he got his job as an aide to George Santos after sending a series of payments to one of the Republicans' top congressional deputies. Interesting. And then also with small little notes, I mean, some of the big news today is that Mike Pence is going to be jumping into the race. And because of that, he canceled a speech that he was supposed to be making at the Georgia GOP convention on June 9th. And he is going to be replaced by Carrie Lake, the former nominee for governor in Arizona, who lost her race in Arizona by 18,000 votes, but says she is still the lawfully elected governor of Arizona. In any event, she is clearly one of those people who basically has angling for a vice presidential nomination, assuming that Donald Trump will be the president. And speaking of Donald Trump, he was speaking in Iowa at virtually the same time as Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis, they had a front page story in the New York Times that DeSantis was beginning to poke back at Trump. And Trump himself joined DeSantis. DeSantis has been outspokenly opposed to the debt ceiling deal, which I think has been such a positive development for the country. But in any event, Trump gave a somewhat equivocal criticism of the debt ceiling deal. Not as negative as Ron DeSantis and some of the other Republican candidates for president. But here is what President Trump had to say. This is clip 18.
Because China doesn't want to make this deal, and you're going to have to, you know, live with it. And I would watch people being interviewed in Iowa, Nebraska, different places, and they'd say, you know, it's painful right now. I said, you're going to go through a little pain before I get this deal done, because you have to. That's the way it works. And we should have gone through a little more pain, perhaps, over the last few days to get maybe a deal done. But if you understand what I mean. But that's okay. It's okay.
I'm not sure what the president was saying in that regard. It's much more clear to hear what Kevin McCarthy was saying. He went on to Fox News and talked about the Freedom Caucus and their opposition to the debt ceiling deal. The debt ceiling deal, and people should not be mistaken about this, the Republican Party was not evenly split. There were 149 Republicans who voted yes on the debt ceiling deal, a 71 who voted no. So more than two-thirds of Republicans voted yes. And this is Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, speaking about the Freedom Caucus and their opposition to the deal. Clip two, please.
How do you get this done without those 35 votes?
We'll get it done overwhelmingly. Look, people have different opinions. Before this, I had 17 Republicans who have never voted for a debt ceiling period. To govern is not easy, but I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. Every single one of those members who vote no will miss the opportunity to vote for the largest cut in American history.
Can you get it done without them?
Oh, yeah, we'll get it done without them. That's not
You'll get enough Democrats to come on board?
Look, the president came to an agreement. I think from that point is that we found every time you've ever had two agreements made like that, both sides come together. And what happens as one of the other side comes on, some people will fall off because they think it's a free vote that way.
And again, it is a free vote, basically, because it was so one-sided. It was 314 to 117. That was a final vote, which is almost 3-1. Think about it. I mean, it's overwhelming, and it's a very positive sign. And talking about the chances in the Senate of this bill going through, here's very quickly Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, clip 19.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default. June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. And any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default. So again, the Senate will stay in session until we send a bill avoiding default to the President's desk, and we will keep working until the job is done.
Okay, they will be getting it done. And there are lots of jobs still to do. We are going to be speaking to David French coming up. David is a distinguished religious liberties lawyer, and he will be speaking about conservatism and masculinity. There's a big issue right now with masculinity, and people very outspoken with companies, including Chick-fil-A. Why are people upset with Chick-fil-A? Because they have a new officer for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Is that a reason to be upset? And what does masculinity really mean? And why does it serve the purposes of actually making men a little bit more equal? I mean, once upon a time, there was great concern about the women not having educational or career opportunities. And all of the data recently indicates that it's women who are winning the war between the sexes in the United States. Why would that be? We'll be talking about that with David French. His recent column, "Has the Right Is All Wrong About Masculinity," has generated lots of opposition. You may want to call as well, 1-800-955-1776. We'll also be talking about the new scandals and revelations involving the Biden family, allegedly, and President Trump, a smoking gun tape, which sounds like a contradiction in terms, but we will get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.